It is the review with Sean Rogers and Andy Heaton, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Andy, formerly on shows.
I can't believe you've done it to me.
Absolutely humming him out to dry there.
30th, mate. Where's the big do?
I don't know. I'm still planning for that, mate. You know, only 21 twice.
We're all giddy again because the Reds continue to be on the march. Liverpool beat Manchester United by 3-1. We'll do what we always do. We'll start at the beginning. We'll start with the approaches. Andy Heaton, Mourinho goes ultra-conservative. No surprise, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it was for me, to be honest, because I knew I thought he'd changed something. We mentioned that on the Radio City Talk Show, didn't we? I thought he'd changed something because I didn't think he'd get away with being as conservative. And then he's just gone and done the complete opposite and gone even more conservative. It was just wild. You know, when you get a team sheet and it took me about 10 minutes to figure out he's going three at the back here and he's probably going to play about four fullbacks. It's just like, I don't even know what the thinking was. It's almost as if he's trying to, I think he underestimated Liverpool. I mean, we'll get into it in the show, but I think it was pretty much, Henry Winter nailed it today in his piece, actually, where he said, they've come looking for a fluke. And that was it. The whole point of the enterprise was, do not concede a thing.
When we walked out after Napoli, me and you, we had a little chat about it, Sean, and you were saying he's got to do something. Surely he's got to do something. Mourinho, 10 years ago, does something, whether it's a big first 15, whether it's a surprise selection. And in the end, he just doesn't really. If anything, that'd be the thing I'd be most concerned about. There's no grand innovation in there. He basically plays a right back, right mid. In the end, is how that plays out with Dalot. It's a four, but it can become a 3/5 if they need it to. He's got his screeners. He doesn't try and spring a single surprise, and so therefore I think Klopp and his players are ready for it.
Yeah, we were saying after the Napoli show, I was saying that, you know, all this talk of Mourinho coming and just parking the bus and time wasting it being 13, 14, Chelsea all over again. You know, I'd saying to you off air when we were walking out that I've just got this feeling that, you know, I'm going to use it because I know there's a few people like me using it and I haven't used it for a long time, but the cornered rack can leap to prodigious heights, can't it? That's how giddy we are today. The old classics are coming out. But it can, do you know what I mean? With Mourinho, I just wonder whether he's going to do something funky in the first 10, 15, 20 minutes, because really, what's he got to lose?